This is Mr. Cole, the class advisor of the 8th grade at Hamilton Township High School of 1942. I have the pleasure of introducing to you Violet Wyatt, the valedictorian of our class. All right, Violet.
We are proud. I am filled with courage and determination. I am filled with pride. Not the vain pride of possession, but the greater pride of doing and accomplishment. For in these United States, there are great doings and great accomplishments, and there are mighty reservoirs of courage and determination. I stand on a high place and I say, this is America. I say, this is my America, and I turn my face to the east. I turn my face to the east, and I see many people. I see a mixture of peoples in great cities, and I see a vast network of transportation facilities knitting these cities, twin ribbons of steel, innumerable bands of concrete, and giant birds of commerce with their fierce wingspread of shellac metal gleaming against the eastern blue. I see the frothy wakes of coastwise shipping, the smudge of oil and coal smoke against the horizon, the distant hum of turbines, the faint reverberation of whistles, and all these are but part of a network linking this city with that city and these peoples with those peoples. Strangers to one another, and yet not strangers, but each a citizen of this commonwealth, and each with the deep and unutterable desire to make America a living human force for the greater good of her citizens and the never-ending envy of her neighbors. And I look at the east, and I see industry, and the halls of science and learning, and the higher expression of art. And my heart swells with pride, for in the East there is much doing and accomplishment. And I am proud, for this same East is a part of America, and I too am a part of America. And I turn my face to the South. I turn my face south to the beauty of the magnolia trees, and the scent of honeysuckle, and the soft, rhythmic lullaby of a Negro woman. I hear the gospel shouting, the sweating bodies, and the chanting voices of field hands. I see cotton in the field and cotton in the bale. I see tobacco in the field and tobacco in the cash. And there are piney woods and the riverboats on the Mississippi and the lusciousness of a Georgia peat and that certain blue of Kentucky bluegrass. And I turn my face to the cabin where Lincoln was reared and the estate where Washington was. And I see the oil and rice fields of Louisiana and that vast extent of Texas. And I feel a rising emotion in my heart. And I am proud, for this same South is a part of America, and I too am a part of America.